ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Answers by Citing the Lord's Version, Text 16. Pritya prasada bhimukham trik asavam Prashanaha saruna lochanananam Kiritinam kundalinam chatubhujam Pitam sukham vakshasi lakshitam shriya Pritya prasadha bhimukham drikasavam Prashanaha saruna lochanananam Kiritinam kundalinam chatubhujam Pitam sukham vakshasi lakshitam shriya Pritya prasadha bhimukham driyashavam Prashanam ha saruna lochanananam Kiritinam kundalinam chatubhujam Pitam sukham vakshasi lakshitam shriya
Thank you.
Word for word translation. Bhirtya, the servitor. Prasada, affection. Habimukham, favorably facing. Trik, the very sight. Ashavam, an intoxication. Prasada, very much pleased. Hasa, smile. Aruna, reddish. Lochana, eyes. Ananam, face. Kiritinam, with helmet. Kundalinam, with earrings. Shatubhujam, with four hands. Pita, yellow. Amshukam, dress. Vakshasi, on the chest. Lakshitam, marked. Shriya, with the goddess of fortune. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The personality of Godhead, seen leaning favorably towards His loving servitors, His very sight intoxicating and attractive, appeared to be very much satisfied. He had a smiling face decorated with an enchanting reddish hue. He was dressed in yellow robes and wore earrings and a helmet on his head. He had four hands and his chest was marked with the lines of the goddess of fortune. Translation responsibly. The personality of Godhead, seen leaning favorably towards His loving servitors, His very sight intoxicating and attractive, appeared to be very much satisfied. He had a smiling face, decorating with an enchanting reddish hue. He was dressed in yellow robes and wore earrings and a helmet on his head. He had four hands and his chest was marked with the lines of the goddess of fortune. In the Padma Purana Uttara Kanda, there is a full description of the yoga pit, or a particular place where the Lord is in audience to His eternal devotees. In that yoga pit, the personifications of religion, knowledge, opulence, and renunciation are all seated at the lotus feet of the Lord. The four Vedas, namely Rig, Sama, Yajur, and Atharva, are present there personally to advise the Lord. The 16 energies headed by Chanda are all present there. Chanda and Kumuda are the first two doorkeepers. At the middle door are the doorkeepers named Bhadra and Subhadra, and at the last door are Jai and Vijay. There are other doorkeepers also named Kumuda, Kumudaksha, Pundarika, Vamana, Shankukarna, Savanetra, Sumukha, etc. The Lord's palace is well decorated and protected by the above-mentioned doorkeepers. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanyena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovisam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sri Amutvakadam Ayam Dhratu Swaparantikam Mukham Karoti Vachlam Pangam Langayate Girimya Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurun Dinatarinam Vancha Kalpa Truvisha Kripasin Nibya Eva Cha Patitinam Pavnibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, so Hare Krishna. This is Lord Brahma explaining his vision or the what he saw when the Lord revealed to him the spiritual planets. So in the Brahma Samhita, it is mentioned how three quarters of the creation is the spiritual sky and only one quarter is the material realm. So here Lord Brahma is going to give a description similar to what he did when he was in the third canto explaining how his four sons who were created from his mind, the four Kumaras, were also traveling, and they ended up in Vaikuntha, an entire pastime. So also in that section, I'll read a few verses where Lord Brahma is also explaining or describing the scenery of Vaikuntha, the mood of Vaikuntha, what the devotees are doing, the nature of Vaikuntha, etc. So in this verse, we're hearing about the mood of the Lord, how he's always leaning favorably towards his devotees. This is a very important aspect, of course, when one is cultivating knowledge of the Supreme, knowledge of the Absolute, that the Lord is always favorable towards his devotees. He is the friend of and well-wisher of the living entities. So Krishna has also a name called Bhaktavatsala. And of course, we understand there's different gradations of these spiritual planets, from all the Vaikuntha planets are Satchidananda, as well as the inhabitants. So from Vaikuntha to Ayodhya to Goloka Vrindavan, there's different gradations also in terms of the loving sentiments. The bhakti is more and more refined as one moves from the Aishwarya, one moves towards the sweetness of Goloka Vrindavan. And Goloka, of course, being explained as the topmost planet. But here our main focus is trying to understand this Vaikuntha realm where the Lord, Vaikunthanath, the husband of the goddess of fortune, is residing with his associates, his personal associates. So the form of the Lord, the abode of the Lord, is Sanatana. It is eternal. It is Satchit Ananda. So everything in Vaikuntha is completely spiritual. We hear in the, if we gradually make our way through reading Srila Prabhupada's books sufficiently and under the guidance of the senior devotees, when we end up reading books like Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we'll hear the description of Narada Muni's explanation of how he saw the Vaikuntha realm, and also of Gopa Kumar and how he was introduced into the Vaikuntha realm. So later on in the second part of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we're hearing a description also of Vaikuntha and how this this mood of the Lord, how he's always leaning favorably towards his devotees. After Gopa Kumar has been brought to Vaikuntha and he traverses through the different, they explain the different districts there, he's finally brought into have darshan of the Lord. Of course, he faints, he goes unconscious, and the Lord revives him, of course, and the Lord there is explaining wonderful verses. The Lord is speaking about how he has been waiting for such a long time to see his devotee, and how the Lord took it upon himself in great anxiety to arrange a specific situation so that Gopa Kumar can take his birth in the town of Govardhan, and in that way the Lord became his guru and gradually attracted him back towards the shade of his lotus feet. So because of the loving sentiment of Gopa Kumar, the Lord became even more favorably inclined to serve him. And this is the nature. This is the nature of the absolute truth, the Supreme Lord, that not only is he the top, not only is he the maintainer, the enjoyer, but also he's the servitor of his devotees. The Lord not only enjoys himself, but also enjoys serving his loving devotees. So this is the mood of the Lord. Even in Vaikuntha, we can see a glimpse of that, what you speak of Goloka Vrindavan. In Vaikuntha, there is this mood of the Lord wanting to serve his devotees due to the devotees' affection. The Lord rewards them. So in here, we gradually we will get to understand how even the different energies of the Lord in their personification are residing in Vaikuntha, and they also serve the Lord. So whether it is the principal energies, the Mahatattva, the ego, Prakriti, the Purusha, principal energies of the Lord, they are also residing in their personified form in Vaikuntha, and they are also serving the Lord. He is the greatest, of course. The Lord is the greatest in all types of opulences. whether it is with the asthacities attained by the yogis, the Lord possesses all of these in full. So the different perceptive sense organs are present in Vaikuntha, the sense objects themselves, the five elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, the sense organs, the working senses, five perceptive sense organs, eyes, ear, nose, tongue, skin, the hand, the legs, the stomach, evacuation outlets, the genitals, all these different energies, they are serving the Lord in his material creation, but they are personally present in Vaikuntha to serve the Lord. So all these energies of the Lord are subservient to the Lord, and they are offering him service. So in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita is explaining how when Gopa Kumar is being moved towards Vaikuntha, when he is being transported there, he waits by the gates, and the attendees, of course, they have to go and attend to the Lord and ask for permission to allow Gopa Kumar to come in. It's very interesting that they had offered Gopa Kumar Sarvapriya Mukti to have the same form as them in Vaikuntha, and he refused that form. And in there, there's a lecture where Srila Prabhupada explained that a devotee is not interested in any of the individual types of liberation. The devotee just wants to serve the Lord in whatever capacity. And by Gopa Kumar's bhakti, he was able to actually attract the mercy of the servants of the Lord. And naturally, he got a form where he was actually able to go into Vaikuntha without having to be subdued, or without having to accept this Sarupya Mukti to have the same form of the Lord. He did not want that. So Gopa Kumar, by his bhakti, was able to have this spiritual form where he was actually able to go into Vaikuntha. So while he was waiting to be accepted after traversing through the different gates, in this verse we hear how there's different the different doorkeepers, and each district has different doorkeepers until one actually arrives to Jain Vijay before they actually have darshan of the Lord. So while Gopa Kumar was waiting, it is explained that each time he would see a certain resident, different residents of Vaikuntha coming, returning from their mission, returning from their service, carrying different types of paraphernalia, etc. And each time he would see, he would think, because they had so much opulence, they had so much power, they were so beautiful. Each time he would think, this is the Supreme Lord, because they had this, they have the same form of the Lord. So each time he would fall down, offer obeisances, offer prayers, and they would close their ears, they would shut their ears and explain to them that we're just servants of the Lord. We are not the Supreme Lord. We are his servants. So in the previous verses, we were reading about how these residents of Vaikuntha, they are traveling in their airplanes made of lapis lazuli, different gems, different stones. They are traveling with their consorts, they're traveling with their children, with their families, and the only thing that they're interested in is in glorifying the Lord in their pure bhakti. So this is the only interest in Vaikuntha. There is no envy, there is no pride, there is no sense enjoyment, although it seems that these residents of Vaikuntha are enjoying. In Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, he explains that actually they are not enjoying, because they are accepting everything individually and offering it to the Lord. So it also explains that these residents of Vaikuntha, they are able to transform their, they can take on the form of demons, they can take on the form of animals, insects, but still those forms are Sachidananda, because they are using them in Krishna's, they're using them in their Lord's service, in Lord Vaikunthanath's service. So they're able to transform their form at any moment in time, but that form they are using to glorify the Lord. So when Gopa Kumar was seeing all these inhabitants of Vaikuntha passing through the gates, he would sometimes see them in the form of animals or birds, in the form of human beings. Some of them resembled the beauty of Lord Indra, different devatas, etc. And these are all forms, these are all eternal forms that these residents are actually using to serve the Lord. So they are not themselves individually trying to enjoy the comforts of the opulence of Vaikuntha, but they are using those opulences in service of the Lord. They use the entire paraphernalia that they have to serve their Supreme Lord. And gradually, as Gopal Kumar was being moved towards having darshan of Lord Narayan, the attendees would prep him, they would teach him, okay, this is what you do when you have darshan of your Lord. These are the prayers you can recite. This is how you should keep yourself. So even up to those advanced levels where we're having direct darshan with the Lord or we're in the Lord's abode, still we are under someone's guidance. We're being taught how to serve Krishna, whether it's through offering prayers, whether it's through offering betel nut or fanning Krishna. There's always someone there to teach us how it is done. Not that, yes, I have made it to Vaikuntha, no more anxiety, no more fear, no more envy, I can do it on my own. I'm my own independent person, I've achieved my perfection. But no, even at the point where one is in the spiritual planets, still we are working under someone, still we have a guru who engages us in the service of the Lord. So this is the nature of bhakti, that we are always under the guidance of someone who's superior. Not that we attain perfection and then it is just me and Krishna. There's always so many persons around serving the Lord. So this is also happening in Vaikuntha, not only in Goloka Vrindavan, where you have the Lakshmis, the gopis of Vrindavan, who are attending to different needs of the divine couple and under different gopis headed by specific, the Astasakis or the Manjaris. One is engaged in the service of Krishna or under Vrinda Devi or Purnamasi, whoever it may be. One is always under the shelter of someone being taught how to serve Krishna. And this happens, this is an eternal pastime that happens. So in this verse as well, we're seeing how although the residents of Vaikuntha, they have a similar form to the Lord in terms of its beauty, its attractiveness, but no one has a form, no one has the most attractive, the most unequaled or unrivaled form, but Lord Narayan himself. There's a difference in that beauty of Lord Narayan as being separate from the other Vaikuntha, not in the other residents of Vaikuntha. So when one enters that realm, they're also taught to make a distinction that Lord Narayan, yes, he has a certain marking on his chest where the goddess of fortune is eternally residing. So this is a wonderful description of the mentality in Vaikuntha, how it is, yes, always about serving the needs or serving the Supreme Lord, giving pleasure to his transcendental body. So the transcendental form of the Lord is explained very nicely, even in the third canto. Lord Brahma explained it as well in relation to how the four Kumaras also were traversing the universe and they ended up in Vaikuntha. So there's a chapter there explaining what it is like in Vaikuntha, the description of the kingdom of God. So Lord Brahma at first explains how his sons, the four Kumaras, sometimes travel through the material and spiritual skies without any material desire. And there they enter into the planets of Vaikuntha, where they engage in devotional service without a desire for sense gratification. So Srila Prabhupada here explains that the residents of Vaikuntha, of course, they all have similar forms to the Lord, etc. And These forms, of course, although they are very opulent, they do not persuade them to pursue sense gratification. Unlike here in the material world, when one has some type of opulence, whether it's education or beauty or strength, it completely bewilders a living entity. It goes to their head, as it is said. When one has some amount of beauty, whether they get crowned Miss Universe or Mr. Universe or Mr. Strong, whatever they call these competitions, they go to their heads, because there's a contamination. The modes of material nature means one is contaminated, and their real ego becomes covered by material complexities. So they do not see themselves as minute fragments of the supreme whole. They see themselves as the supreme over time. They might not say this directly, but their behavior shows that. As we all in the material world want to be the center, we all want the attention, etc. But this does not happen in Vaikuntha. The mood in Vaikuntha is to place Krishna in the center of one's activities. Although one is surrounded by so much opulence, the men and the women there, their beauty is explained that it is not actually perceivable for a mature mind to be able to understand the beauty of the woman in the Vaikuntha planets. And at the same time, it is so wonderful that the men are not attracted in a perverted, or they're not attracted to enjoy the beauty of the ladies in the Vaikuntha planets, because there's no bodily designation like here in the material world. The distinction is there, but it is not contaminated by a material understanding. So there's no enjoyment that these persons in Vaikuntha are trying to get from one another. Their bodies are Satchidananda. They are very beautiful, yes, and the center of their activities is their Lord, Lord Narayan. So in that way, the opulence is very overwhelming. It is very difficult from a material mind to be able to understand airplanes that are made of gold, jewels, and emeralds, and lapis lazuli, all these gems that probably we cannot even see that easily in the material world. And this is just a common factor of the Vaikuntha planets. This is just what the spiritual realm looks like in Vaikuntha. So it is very, very opulent, but all of that is always being used for the pleasure of the Lord. So this is the mood and the nature of the residents of Vaikuntha, that they do not see that opulence as separate from the Lord. They understand that He is the proprietor of everything. He is the source of everything. So they use all of that opulence in His service. So even the personified forms of the different energies, whether it's the sense object, the different elements that are in their perfected stage in the Vaikuntha planet, they are there serving the Lord. As I mentioned earlier on, when Gopa Kumar was seeing the different Vaikuntha residents walking through the different gates, some were in different forms, not necessarily just human forms, but different species like that. So all these forms are of a spiritual nature. They are not material forms. So they're all also used in the service of the Lord. And they're, whether it's the animals or the birds flying in Vaikuntha, they are singing the glories of the Lord at all times. They're always singing the glories of the Lord. And the famous one that I think is mentioned earlier on is how the bees humming in the high pitch sing the glories of the Lord. And there's a temporary lull in the noise of the pigeons, the cuckoo, the crane, the chakravaka, the swan, the parrot, the partridge, and the peacock. Such transcendental birds stop their own singing simply to hear the glories of the Lord. So also in Vaikuntha specifically, this is very much a fact. When these inhabitants were coming back from their duties, the only thing that they would be seen or heard doing is actually describing the wonderful qualities of their Lord in Vaikuntha. So the birds, the flowers, giving fragrances to please the Lord in His pastimes, The different doorkeepers, they are standing there in ecstasy for the pleasure of the Lord, performing pastimes for their Lord. So in this way, these verses are showing us the mood of all types of species in Vaikuntha, of all types of persons who are situated on an equal platform, according to the Acharya. Sridhar Swami explains that although there are different forms that the inhabitants of Vaikuntha may take, whether it's a tree or an animal or a form, a four-handed form like Lord Narayan, still they are on an equal platform. There's no superiority because of the different bodies. So everything is seen in connection with the Lord, and there's no superiority in terms of one living entity is in the body of, let's say, a bird, then the other one has the four-handed form. Still, they are equal because they are in Vaikuntha, their form is Satchidananda, and they are using it for the service of the Lord. So the Lord sees them equally. And every single resident of Vaikuntha, they have these mystic potencies. They have mystic ability. This is why at any point, any of them, according to Bhagavad Bhagavatamrita, can assume any form at any point in time for the pleasure of the Lord. In that sense, we understand that, yes, they are equal on the spiritual platform. They can just transform at any point to engage in service of the Lord. And this, of course, if we backtrack, we hear that Lord Brahma himself performed austerities and bhakti so that he can be able to perceive or understand who he was, understand where he's coming from, and who's his maintainer. So in that way, because of Lord Brahma's austerity in bhakti, he was able to understand and was able to see the Vaikuntha planets. And Prabhupada mentions that we should also follow the same mood or fall in the same direction as Lord Brahma, that we inquire into the nature of the Absolute, that which is non-material, what our connection is with that Absolute Person, and very slowly and gradually by performing the austerity, because of course in Kali Yuga the austerity of mind control, the austerity of controlling our senses is the topmost thing, because our minds are always disturbed. We don't have such a long life. There's so many handicaps in having a material body. There's so many limitations. But just by following in the proper channels, following in the footsteps of Lord Brahma, we're going to be able, in some point in the future, be able to not only understand the transcendental realm of Vaikuntha, but also enter into that transcendental realm by following in their footsteps. Prabhupada makes it a point. He explains that in the section, the description of the kingdom of God in the third canto, that it is not by some material intelligence or by some material quality that one even understands the situation of Vaikuntha, but it is actually by the Lord's mercy that one can understand the opulences of Vaikuntha. Just as it was by the Lord's mercy that Lord Brahma was able not only to understand who he was, but also to see the transcendental realm of the Vaikuntha planets. It was by the Lord's grace, not only by his own endeavor, but specifically Srila Prabhupada mentions it was by the grace of the Lord that Lord Brahma was able to see Vaikuntha. So similarly to us, by the Lord's grace, by our performance of austerity in bhakti, we'll be able to see and understand the transcendental realm of Vrindavan, of Vaikuntha, and appreciate it. Of course, Srila Prabhupada, we always, and the Bhagavatam itself, explains that we are striving for the original form, the two-handed form of the Lord in Goloka Vrindavan. But that doesn't mean we look down upon the forms of the Lord in the Vaikuntha planets, in Ayodhya, etc. These are all transcendental forms of the Lord. But however we strive to understand the Supreme Lord in his original form, which is a two-handed form, the Lord playing a flute, wearing yellow silken garments with a peacock feather in his head. So this is the original form of the Lord. So this is what the Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching us, but for us to actually get there, we have to go through everything else, understanding the other different types of opulences the Lord has in His varieties of spiritual planets. And in that way, we come to a point of appreciating the wonderful qualities of the Lord, whether it's from the material, from His material creation, from His residing in His spiritual planets in Vaikuntha, and His original topmost planet, of course, Goloka Vrindavan. There has to be that understanding and that appreciation. That education has to be there. And with that full education, we are able to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth in full, not just bits and pieces here and there, but understand His material energies, understand His how they are also subservient to Him, and how they also have an eternal relationship with Him. So I will stop there, and I'll ask if there's any comments or questions, or corrections or anything. So I don't know, did Lord, I didn't hear the second part. Did Lord Brahma?
Yes, did he see just like the form of the Lord in the four hands, or did he see the Lord at some point in the two hands?
At some point. Are you talking at the beginning of creation or just in general? Oh, after performing tapasya. My understanding is after he performed tapasya, he did at some point see the four-handed form and the two-handed form. Someone can correct me on that one. Gopa Vindesh, did he see the two-handed form, or was it just the four-handed form that he saw at the beginning when he just perfected his meditation?
I can't remember. I think I assume it's
four-hand. Anurag Prabhu, can you, do you remember? Well, I remember the four-handed form, but if different pastimes after that, of course, the Lord has, Lord Brahma has his pastime with Lord Krishna where he sees him in his original form, the Brahma Vimohana Leela, when different pastimes like that, Lord Brahma himself does see Krishna in his original form. Yes, Maharaji? Yeah. Eventually he did see Krishna in his form. So many, there was one pastime. Yes, Prabhu. The context is at the beginning, just after Lord Brahma, he performs his austerities for, after he hears the tapa. So did he, when it said the Lord shook his hand, is that four-handed form or is it the two-handed form? Is that what you're asking?
So that was descriptions.
These are descriptions about the four in Vaikuntha, as he saw the Lord in Vaikuntha in his four-handed form.
The,
right now.
Yeah. So the Karaspasha, the shaking hand, that is coming after this or before? Did we already read that verse or
no? I don't think we read it.
No, we didn't read it.
Is about Vaikuntha, and that's for him.